You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
When you first joined forces with Roland, who's on vocals, you played under the name The Rattlesnakes, right? So yep. What guided the transformation from The Rattlesnakes to Hallelujah Picassos in both the name and the sound?
Basically, when we started The Rattlesnakes, me and Roland were really into garage punk, like The Cramps and that sort of stuff. And also, I could only play about two chords, which is really easy to play Cramp songs. And then we sort of progressed musically. We added some other people and the range of music. We never restricted ourselves in terms of genres, what we liked and what we played, which was pretty unusual at the time because most bands played 12 variations of one song in one genre, and that's what you did, because the idea of mixing up genres back in the early 90s, it's not like it was now. It's like it was a really weird thing to do. People freaked out a lot about it. So we sort of transitioned. We needed a new name, and The Rattlesnake sound sort of went from being just garage punk to sort of throwing in reggae and ska and hip-hop, and we needed a new name, so we came up with Hallelujah Picassos.
Yeah, I see you've been described with lots of different genres. Which
yeah,
one do you think most suits, or do you just think it's a complete
we
mix?
Used to describe it as basically people used to use a lot of dashes because it was like hip-hop dash, punk dash, ska dash, or whatever. And we used to call it Picasso call.
Okay, cool. So the band broke up in 1996.
Yeah, me and Johnny, who were in the band, left in 95, and they got some other members in, and it sort of petered out about 96. And then we sort of got back together about 4 or 5 years ago. I was doing a bunch of work in terms of trying to reissue our music because it had been out of circulation for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years at that point. And it was sort of frustrating to me that all this music, I put all this work into making, you know, a couple of albums and a bunch of EPs, and it was just, it vanished into thin air. So we remastered and reissued it on CD and digital, and then we sort of decided, okay, let's do some shows off the back of that because we're all still friends. And we've sort of been playing together off and on ever since then and doing some recording as well, putting out new recordings, which has been a lot of fun.
Are you working on anything at the moment?
Yeah, we did an EP about a year or two ago called Bullet Racer Key, and we've got a new single that's coming out very soon, hopefully, called Dirty Suits.
Well, that's exciting. Looking through the top 10 records, you guys have featured a lot. Would you say you have a strong relationship with BFM?
Yeah, I mean, BFM was integral to the band right from the start. You know, it's three of the band members DJed on BFM. Our bass player, Johnny Payne, designed the B logo that you still use to this day, which is pretty awesome. And our manager, which was really crucial, we found her at BFM, which was Lisa Vanderard, who was longtime host of Feed the Sheep. And of course, BFM at that time was, you know, the only station in Auckland that would play our music. So we were really grateful for the support we got from them as well. And we got to play at Summer Series a couple of times as well. Those were really awesome shows too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.